Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled, The Power of Patience. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
There are two main things you need before you get to the standing waiting part. When do you stand, saints? When do you stand? Number one, after you've heard from, you don't just pull something out of the air and start trying to stand for it. After you've heard from Him. And secondly, you stand after you've done what He told you to do. After you do what He's directed you to do. The Bible said in Hebrews 10, you have need of patience that after you've done the will of God, you might receive the promise. Now going back to this first part, you can tell the Spirit of God, His nature, His qualities versus flesh and even wrong spirits. How many know Galatians 5 and other places talk about the fruit of the Spirit? People that are off trying to stand for something are pushing. And a lot of times there's anger because it's not working and resentment. Faith puts no pressure on people ever. Say it out loud. Faith, puts no pressure, on people, ever. If you're really in faith standing for something, then it's based on what the Lord told you. And so you're looking to Him. And your expectation is to Him only. And you're waiting on Him only. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Well, people that are trying to do this in the flesh, they get their eyes on people. And they actually begin to start trying to pressure people to make it happen and claim I'm standing. And when people are adamant about, God told me. We've had folk over the years, I'm not trying to single out any specific situation, over the years, scores of these have happened, where people said, God told me something about that they were going to get to do in our ministry. God told me. Well, that's strong. Especially if it has to do with something that somebody else is over. It'd be like me coming to your house and said, God told me we're having this to eat in your house. We're doing this at your house. Really? So now you know more about what happens at my house than I do. That's pretty presumptuous, isn't it? Isn't it? Pretty presumptuous. I mentioned Brother Hagin earlier. Back years ago when he was doing healing school there at their ministry in Broken Arrow, Oklahoma, he had a Bronco that he'd drive when the weather was bad. And as the years went by, it got older and older, but he liked it. He wanted to keep it. He kept driving it. And there was a young guy that came by and decided that God told him that Brother Hagin's supposed to give him that Bronco. And so he waited long as he could and decided that what he needed to do was let Brother Hagin know that God had told him that he's supposed to give him his Bronco. Because apparently Brother Hagin wasn't getting it. So he did. It was right before Christmas time. And he came and he let Brother Hagin know that God had told him. Now hear that phrase? That's strong, isn't it? God told me. Now there is such a thing as thus saith the Lord. And it's a lot stronger than I perceive. But you don't need to say thus saith the Lord when you're just perceiving something. It's not the same thing. It's not representing correctly. So he was brass enough to come tell Brother Hagin that the Lord had told him that he was supposed to give him his Bronco, and it was okay with him if he drove it over Christmas. but then he'd be ready to receive it. And several years later, Brother Hagin would tell that story and he'd say, I still got that Bronco. But I've seen folks like that more than once. Even after that, they still try to stand 5 years later and say, God told me, so one of these days I'm going to get that Bronco. That's actually being rebellious and trying to stand. And they talk the faith language, but it's not based on what God said. And too proud to admit, well, I've been learning about this for 8 months. Here's a man been walking in this for 50 plus years. What should he have done? One option would just been to be quiet and see if it was the Lord. And after several years passed and Bronco was gone, and have enough humility to go, well, reckon I missed it on that. Or at the very least, if you're going to talk to somebody, ask a question with humility. I thought about this, and I don't know if it's right or not, but what do you think? And if somebody that's an elder that has a lot of experience looks at you and goes, you might want to leave that alone. Listen. Yes. Right? As leaders, we've had numerous times people come to us, and this is how they start out the conversation. Maybe they've been under us for 5 years, 10 years, 15 years, 20 years. And they start off the conversation with, God told me to do such and such. Sometimes Phyllis and I look at each other and go, But what'd they say? Well, you just went over me. You just went over my head. What am I going to say? Okay, he told you, but I'm going to change it. What am I going to say? I either say, God didn't tell you. You just told me he did. If you're not asking a question, the door's not open. And there really gets into some negative stuff here. We've had people tell us, you know, God told me that I'm supposed to be over such and such part of your ministry. This has happened many times. You know, we're not really looking for people to be over stuff. Because that's not the same as wanting to help. Wanting to run something is not the same as wanting to help. Wanting to control something is not the same as wanting to help. Is it? We've had people say, you know, God told me, you know, to be over such and such your ministry, to take care of it for you. We've had more than one person say, God told us to run the accounting department for you. To run it for you. And you can just forget about it and we'll take care of it. I'm sure you would. God told them. Two words. Ain't happening. How many of the Bible talks about somebody's supposed to be proven in a lesser thing, right? Before they qualify for another thing. He that's faithful in that which is least or little would be faithful in more or much. But then you got people, and this is in true churches all over the country, that sit back, they try to hide it, but they're miffed. And they're fuming. They're getting angrier by the month. And their idea is, when are those knuckleheads going to get what God's saying? When is the pastors? When is the leaders? When is my husband going to quit being so dense and realize what God has told me and give me my place? Give me what belongs to me. In my Bronco. Yeah. And you notice again and again what the thing they're believing for is conveniently what they want for themselves, their place, their position. You're not looking for folks to be over stuff. You're looking for people to help, that really want to help. If you really want to help and you're making a difference, you don't care if you're seen. If you care more about being seen, you don't care more about helping. Because if you really want to help, if you're helping, you're happy. Amen. Right? If you're helping, if it's making a difference, if somebody's getting help, you're happy. Right. But there's a lot of folks that are bitter. They're resentful. They've been so-called trying to stand that so-and-so is going to marry me. Sometimes it's other people's spouse. I don't know if they're believing for them to die or who they're marrying, what they're believing for. Now you're laughing. This is going on.
That's right.
People wouldn't say it, but they're standing. They're being patient. Boy, you didn't expect this today, did you? You know what that is? That's covetousness. That's coveting something. Isn't it? Something that is someone else's. I've had people tell me, you know, God told me that they were going to give me their car. They want to know, what do I do? You know, and then time's passing. They're not getting it. They don't realize what God told me, I guess. It's their car. Somebody say it's their car. What did the Bible tell you about your neighbor's stuff? Absolutely, don't let yourself desire it or covet it. So you're being deceived. It's couched in spiritual terminology and faith terminology, but the Spirit of God is not in you coveting something that is somebody else's, including their car, their house, their spouse. Come on, are you listening to me? That none of that has got anything to do with God. And so what people get into is, you know, they're not getting it. So I'm going to believe God and I'm going to pray. And I'm going to stand and I'm going to believe God till they get it. And what you get into is trying to manipulate them and change them and control them through spiritual activity. That's witchcraft. And people call it prayer. What does faith do? Faith puts no pressure on people, ever.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, The Power of Patience, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelifenow.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Sarasota, Florida, on Monday, February 3rd, as we begin our Greater Faith Conference. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.